Okay, Briti Shalom, page 175. Tshuva me'ahava, doing tshuva from love. Ki zot tzrichim ladat heitev. It's one thing we must know well. Ma matana gdola biyoter shenatan lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the biggest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us? המתנה הגדולה ביותר היא התשובה. The biggest gift is תשובה. ויש ליהודי כוח לחזור בתשובה ולתקן הכל. That a Jew has power to do תשובה and to fix everything. גם אם חטא וגם אם פגע, also if he sinned and blemished, הוא יכול למחוק הכל. He could erase it all. ויותר מזה, and even more than that, הוא יכול לזכות למצווה הגדולה של תשובה. Not only erases it all, he also merits the schus of tshuva. ובשביל שנוכל לקרב את זה לדעתנו, in order to get this close to our understanding, this concept, לראות ולהבין עד כמה התשובה היא מתנה עצומה, to see and to understand how much this tshuva is an awesome gift, נתבונן מדרך העולם. We'll see how the world, דרך ארץ, the way the world works. למשל, for example, אם אדם נתפס נוסע באור אדום, if a person was caught driving through a red light, הוא מקבל שלילת רישיון וגם זימון לבית משפט, and the cop stops him, right? He caught him, and he takes away his license, and he says he has a, what's it called? Invitation to court, how do you call it?
Summons
to court? He has a summons to court. והשופט אומר לו, the judge tells him again, עברת על החוק ונסעת באור אדום. Right? You transgressed the law and you went through a red light. You're getting a severe punishment. A year in jail. Knas kaspi kaved and a big, big fine. What do you have to say for your defendant? No? Yalla, speak. Miyad poretz ha-nesham b'dmaot. Immediately the nesham, the person who's blamed. What do you call him?
Defendant.
He's the person who's blamed. He's the defendant. The defendant immediately starts crying and he tells the judge, Shofet Yakar, my dear judge, I admit, I went to a red light. Avarti al hachok, I transgressed the law. Ani mamash lo beseder. It's true, I'm really not beseder. Ata tzodek kshani ra'ui la'onesh. And you're right that I deserve a punishment. Ani rak rotze lomar lecha, עד כמה אני מצטער, I just wanted to tell you how much I'm sorry, אני מתחרט על המעשה שעשיתי, and I regret the what I did, what I've done. איך הייתי יכול ככה לעבור על החוקים שידעו לשמור עליי? How was I able like this just to go through a red light, to go, it's supposed to protect me the light, and I didn't care. איזה חוסר דעת היה לי, what kind of lack of doubt I had. אני ממש מתבייש מעצמי, I'm really embarrassed. ואני מקבל על עצמי מהיום לשמור את כל החוקים, and I accept myself from today to keep all the laws, ללמוד היטב, and to learn them well, לשנן, to review, להיזהר, לא לעבור על שום חוק, to be careful not to go, not to transgress any law anymore. מה הייתה התגובה של השופט? What would have been the react of the judge? A normal judge, a human being. יכול להיות היום, לא, לא. The best case, he would have told him, "Tov, I'm mitrashem meod na'kenu shechadah shecha. I'm impressed from how real you are about your regret feelings and everything. I'm meod ma'arich et zeh shetam mevin tadot shazita. I really appreciate that you understand your mistake you've done. Aval ata chayav lekabel ta'onesh ma'asa. But you must get the year in jail. But you know what? The fine I'll take down from 1,000 to 5,000." זה הכי הרבה ששופט בשר ואדם יכול ללכת לקראת הנשם. That's the most that a judge, a blood of, what is it, blood of blood? What? Flesh and blood? Could do. What else will he do? לא היינו מצפים שהוא יגיד, we wouldn't expect him to say, טוב, okay, because you regret it, so אני מבטא את כל העונש, I'm nullifying the punishment, and I'm giving you back your license, right? And not only that, I'll give you 5,000 shekels present, ma'anak, because you regret so much. Right? They don't come out of that. It's not a normal thing. You don't think that a judge would do this to me, right? Of course not. אבל השם יברך אומר לאדם, but השם יברך tells the person, אני מאשים אותך בכך בכך. I'm blaming you. You did so and so. Such and such. הוכיחך וערכה לעיניך. Right, that's the pasuk says. I'm rebuke you in front of your eyes. אם האדם עומד ומצדיק עליו את הדין, and if a person stands and he accepts himself, he says, you're right, Hashem, you're right. You're right, whatever comes on me. And he tells Hashem, אתה צדיק על כל הבעלה. You're צדיק. You're righteous for everything that comes on me. אמת עשית, you do truth. ואני הרשעתי, and I did that. A person stands in front of Hashem and says this. We say it every time this tachmon. And every time in Bogdut do it also. הוא מתוודא, and he confesses, הוא מבקש סייעתא דשמיא ללכתא יותר, and he asks help from Hashem not to sin anymore. אומר לו ברור עולם, so Hashem tells him, this is what really happens, this is what really happens, הוא פסיד את התשובה. Hashem says, כעת, now, כשאני רואה את החרטה שלך, I see your regret, right? לא רק שאני לא מעניש אותך, not only I'm not punishing you, אלא אני עוד אתן לך שכר או מתנות על התשובה, I'll also give you reward and gifts on the tshuva you've done. ושכר או מתנות על העבירה שתפכה לזכות, you get also reward and gifts for the עבירה you've done, because now it changed into zchus, so you also get a reward for the עבירה. Unbelievable. כל כך גדול כוח התשובה. You can see how strong.
What if he does it the next night again?
So
we
do again tshuva. Yeah. As long as he doesn't want to sin anymore. As long as he doesn't want to sin anymore. Even if he says, oh, every day, the same sin. But he asks Hashem, I don't want to sin. I want to do good. Please help me. And again, he felt, okay, do tshuva. But if he thinks, eh, I'll do tshuva tomorrow anyway, so what does it make a difference? That's the Gemara says, the Gemara in Yuma. The end. Echtav ha-omer, echtav ha-ashuv, echtav ha-ashuv. En maspikim ha-dot shu tshuva. Someone says, I'll sin, and I'll do tshuva. I'll sin, I'll do tshuva.
It's not tshuva.
That's true, anyway.
It's
slip service.
It's the same thing,
yeah. Yeah. It's true, not even tshuva. But let's say, he says,
I'm
doing
yeah, tshuva. Yeah, but
I asked, you know, kind of like, tshuva. I don't know, you can talk for yourself. good things talk about me also, but bad things don't include me.
No, we all, as Rav Dror says, we all slip.
Well, slip, okay. You can't ask Zochim and go, no, I want to do this. How do I do this? How do I merit this? Ask Zochim to tshuva me'ahava. How does one merit to do tshuva? Usually we do tshuva when we have problems. That's not tshuva me'ahava. I have problems. I do tshuva. It's tshuva. It's real tshuva. But it's not because of problems. How do you merit to do tshuva me'ahava? What does that mean, tshuva me'ahava? Huh?
Maybe it's like when you make it, when you do it.
Let's see. Very good. When you do it every day. See in a second. Sha'avonot yitapchu lezchuyot. That the sins will change, will turn into
merits.
צריכים לדעת, person has to know, שעשות תשובה מהאהבה זה שייך לכל יהודי. Doing תשובה from love, it's not something from tzaddikim, for the tzaddikim, it's relevant to every single Jew, every single Jew. על ידי שאדם עושה שעה התבודדות של תשובה בכל יום, when a person gets to a level, but he does an hour each bodhidut of tshuva every day. First of all, it's an hour each bodhidut. Then hopefully he'll get us to do tshuva every day. Yeah? Uva each bodhidut umodela Hashem. In the each bodhidut, he thanks Hashem on the whole day. Veoseh cheshbon nefesh. He also does cheshbon nefesh. Right? He checks himself out. Al kol ma she'asah mi etmol ad hayom. And everything he has done from yesterday till today. Ve'yesh lo chatzi sha'a she'ba'u mitpalel la'brit v'la'inayim. And if he has also half an hour, that he davens and shmirat abrid and guarding the eyes, כדי להינצל מהעבירות, in order not to do again the averus, to be safe from the averus. וכך חוזר בתשובה כל יום ויום מחייו, and this way he does תשובה every single day of his life. זה נקרא תשובה מאהבה. This is called תשובה מאהבה.
It's not all the same, because why you make you sin? Because you forgot Hashem.
No. So what's תשובה? תשובה זה אמונה. Yeah, that's true. It's the source of everything.
What did you say? I don't get the point.
It's all the same
because of
Kodesh.
It's
it's true. The shore, the root, is it was one forgot Hashem. But still, a person has to see he forgot Hashem in this. How come he didn't forget Hashem in that? There's a root. The root is forgetting Hashem. Why dafka through this I forgot Hashem? It's not that I remembered not to be angry. I just didn't remember. Or usually the opposite. You know what? The opposite is better. I remember I shouldn't steal. Right? It's not Hashem is watching me and Hashem said not to sin. And I remember that Hashem that I shouldn't sin. Right? But to get angry, that I forgot Hashem. Why only I forget Hashem about anger, not about this? So there's this, you have to look wide after through the anger. Person has tikkun through the anger to fix the anger. Of course, everything has to do. Yeah. My mother also asked me, Chavar says in one place, tshuva, to daven for this, daven for that. Another place says, a person should only daven on emuna. Now, how do you explain this? She called me, she asked me, so I told her, it's very simple. You connect everything to the emuna. Connect everything to the emuna. Whatever you go through, connect it to the emuna. So you're davening for everything, you're davening for the emuna also. To see the emuna in everything, that's the thing. Person has a situation, any situation he has. Usually, most people just give advice. The advice is, it's like the medicine that they have today, usually. It's just taking care of your little pain right now. But Avaush, Rabbeinu teaches, right?
It's a symptom.
Right?
Symptom. You're taking care of the symptom.
Right, they don't take care of the problem. Right? They don't take care of the problem, the chlal. The baya. But Rabbeinu, he's a big doctor, you know? Rabbeinu is the biggest doctor we have. And Rabbeinu, what does he do? He takes care of the shoresh of baya, the root of the problem. And the root of the problem, like he said, is emunah. So you have to connect everything. The symptom is the hand is emunah. The symptom is the legs is emunah. Money is emunah. Everything is emunah. Bitochon, everything is emunah. Okay? So that's how a person works. כי כשאדם חוזר בתשובה רק כשיש לו איסורים, if a person decides to do tshuva only when he has suffering, and he has trouble, sufferings, הוא רוצה להיפטר מהאיסורים שלו, it's either because he wants to get rid of the suffering, או שהוא פחד מהעונש, or maybe a person is afraid of a punishment, right? Or he has a problem that he has to solve, or he's sick, sometimes he has a physical interest, sometimes he has a spiritual interest, he wants to get a big olam haba, all kinds of things. זה לא נקרא תשובה מאהבה, it's not called tshuva, it's a big level. תשובה מאירה, it's beautiful. Right? אבל כשאדם עושה תשובה כל יום ויום, when the person does tshuva on the whole day, every single day, הוא יעשה תשובה גם בימים היפים ביותר בחיים שלו, even the most beautiful days in life, where he guarded the eyes the whole day, and he learned all day, he'll also do tshuva. And also on those days, גם בימים שאין בהם, שבהם אין לו שום דאגה ושום בעיה. Also on the days he doesn't have any worries and any troubles, any problems. והוא בא רק, אך ורק שישוב בתשובה. And the only reason he's going to the field is just to do tshuva. He didn't do anything, he doesn't have problems. He's doing tshuva because he wants to do tshuva, just for the essence of doing tshuva. בלתי להשם לבדו. For Hashem, I want to do tshuva, I want to get returned to Hashem. והוא זוכה לתשובה מאהבה. And this kind of person will marry תשובה מאהבה. והזדנות נפחים לזכויות. And all the things that even if he did them intentionally, sins that he done intentionally will turn into zchuyot. The shah yibodut lemaaseh yeh noten lecha et hakoach lismach lemet. And our yibodut is what gives a person the power to be really happy. Ki al yedei shah yibodut, because through the our yibodut, lo rak shetizkeh letaken hakol, not only you'll merit to fix everything, ela gam lehapoch hakol lezchuyot, to turn everything into merits. ולמצוות, ולשוב בתשובה שלמה שלא על ידי איסורים, to do tshuva without suffering. כמובן בספר בזדייר, הרב ארוש writes in זדייר, lengthy. I just wanted to add, I heard the other day I just walked into the, you know, in the coffee place, so they have the רב ארוש, they play him all the time. So I found out that there's Hashgacha Pratis there. Whenever I have to go in there to drink a cup of tea or to make a water or wash my hands, there must be some talks that have to do with me, because otherwise I won't be there. Right? And I saw it so much clearly. A lot of times, I always see it. Right? So I went in there the other day, and Rav Arush was reading from I don't know, Chayim Moran, or Temo, I don't know, from something that Rabbeinu wrote himself. Rabbeinu said himself, and yeah, it was written, that the person does an hour, he goes 60 minutes a day. 60. Not an hour, you go to 50, an hour, you go to 60. Maybe you'll say an hour means Shah Zmanit, like in the day. No, no. 60 minutes is what it is. 60 minutes of 60 seconds, hours of 60 seconds. Right? Every day. So then, for sure we'll fix everything. For sure we'll fix everything. Like I told you, of hours on Shabbos, someone does not do an hour, he's going to 60 minutes every day. Right? He doesn't have any connection with Hashem. No real connection with Hashem. For some people, maybe very hard to hear this, but it's just in order to encourage people. If you do a little bit, that's also good. You did 10 minutes, it's beautiful. No one said nothing to you. But to really have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can do an hour, 60 minutes, an hour. Okay? And I wanted to say a mashal from Rav Arush also about Tshuva Me'ahava. Rav Arush, he said one shir, he said that if a person was Tshuva Me'ahava, there was a father who had a few sons. There was one son, right? There was one son that he went off the derech, he was doing bad things, his father came, slapped him, right? And he did it. What is this? Oh, you have to go to the doctor, I got a pain here, right? So Hashem, he's not waking up, so he gives him a punch. No, maybe he'll realize that I'm his father and I want him, right? Oh, my head's hurting, I have to go to the doctor, take a pill, or whatever, right? That's one kind of son HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. There's another type of son where he gets a slap and he says, oh, Hashem, oh, it hurts. But what can I do? I have taivas. I fall to my taivas. And he continues getting slapped here and there, but he can't disconnect from his taivas. There's another type of son where he gets slapped. Oh, yeah. Oh, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? And he looks for what he did wrong. Hashem, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And the next day he does again wrong. He gets another slap. And then does tshuva. He doesn't realize to do tshuva until he gets slapped. Okay? And then there's the one does Shuvah Me'ahava. He doesn't wait to get slapped. He every day comes to his father. Hashem, I'm sorry I've done this. I'm sorry I've done that. Help me do good. His father gives him gifts. He gives him gifts. He says, I have the best son in the world. He comes to me, tells what he's done wrong, and asks me to help him, that he won't do wrong anymore. That's the mashal of us on the side. There's all kinds of sons. There's all kinds of sons. טוב, זהו, this was גברתי שלום.
Maybe we can add that if somebody does tshuva, that's going to prevent him from doing sin in the future.
Who said? What are you basing it on?
Thinking that.
Why?
But he's doing tshuva, he's...
He's getting his will stronger. That's the truth.
Yeah.
It's true, so in one way you're right. You have to daven for it.